The Hudson River is no longer the commercial highway it once was, but it's still an important route for New York's economy. To keep the river open for business in the freezing winter months, the Coast Guard runs its cutter boats up and down the river, opening a navigable track through the ice. The Innovation Trail's Jenna Flanagan joined one Coast Guard vessel to see how it's done.
Course 340, checking 351.
It's freezing cold on the bridge of the Penobscot Bay. 17 crew members carefully guide the 140-foot ship through a river that looks more like a gorge lined with thick chunks of white rock rather than ice.
We've seen some what we consider moderate ice conditions, which is 8 inches or greater. It can stop some of these tug and barges from navigating, and a Coast Guard cutter or another tug will have to come and assist and break a path so they can either get through or get to the dock they're going to.
That's basically their job, making sure commerce ships can safely navigate the river during the winter months. Lieutenant Commander James McCormick is in charge of this cutter. He says all types of businesses still use the river for transport.
We've talked to guys shipping grain, GE generators, it's kind of a variety of goods. The tug and barges, for the most part, my understanding, is petroleum products. So home heating oil, gasoline.
For the Coast Guard, icebreaking season begins December 16th and lasts until the spring thaw. What sets this icebreaking tug apart is its bubbler system, a white Connex box on the rear of the ship that houses a low-pressure air compressor. It pushes air down through the hull into openings along the keel, which help push the boat through the thick ice.
The last design feature we have is the bow is flared out, so that when we hit significant ice, we'll actually ride up onto the ice, and the weight of the cutter will come down and break it.
Despite a half a foot of ice along the center of the river, the cutter seamlessly tacks along at 10 knots until the river traffic picks up.
Hey, Chief, I think I'm going to have you just come up here and come to the right, turn the bubbler off, and just bring her back to 60. Just let him go by.
Thank you.
Roger that. Hey,
a barge is headed down the river through the track the Coast Guard has been maintaining. McCormick has his crew steer aside into something called fast ice. Lieutenant Zach Ballard explains the move.
We like to maintain a groomed track in these areas of thicker ice. So today we're headed south in that groomed and open track, and we just kind of pulled over to the side into some fast ice that's frozen solid near the shore.
Once the barge passes, we pull back into the main river track. Fast ice, or non-moving ice, drifting ice, and plate ice are all part of the Hudson River winter geography that Commander McCormick's crew must navigate.
Pressure ridges is basically what happens when you have two plates that push up against each other. The ice has nowhere to go but up, and it'll pile up on top of each other, and that pressure is actually tougher for ships to get through, and you can get a foot or two of ice.
McCormick says it's crucial for commerce ships to stay on the river track when traveling the Hudson in winter. He says trying to forge your own path will dislodge too much ice and allow more of the river to freeze overnight, forcing his crew to start from scratch in the morning. The Coast Guard will send icebreakers as far north as Albany to keep the river open all season. From West Point on the Hudson, I'm Jenna Flanagan.